hope plane.
Final Bronson.
Boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800. Write this down, people, because I say it a lot, but you're going to forget it. 1-800-449-8255. And that is going to be your number to call to be part of my show today. I talk about everything in life, business, parenting, yes, cooking, kitchen table politics, or should I say conservative kitchen table, or my words a lot. Conservative kitchen table politics, which are kind of in right now if you're not a woman wearing a pink hat. And that's what I want to talk about right now. I'm going to start this whole show off by saying I am a woman. And I do not understand what any of those protesters were protesting about. I had chats with other women that absolutely have no idea. Are they all there to support the woman that said she wanted to blow up the White House? Is that what they're all there for? And it's just very strange that, you know, 500,000 women plus around the whole country are out there supposedly protesting against our new and wonderful President Trump. Yay! Okay, I'm celebrating alone, but I love Trump. Okay, people, just get that out in the open right now. I love him. I love his family. I love his speech. I thought his speech was absolutely beautiful. It wasn't a self-serving speech. It was the truth. So what are the women protesters in this country protesting about? Why? I know it was a peaceful one. Okay, that was very good. Very good, girls. Keep that peaceful. With a color like pink, you just don't want to get too crazy because then you'll make pink an ugly color. And pink is in right now, so we got to keep those pink hats nice and cool. The truth is, there is no real reason. What are they trying to say? Okay, let's just go down the line of liberal causes. They want to kill babies. Okay, that's my opinion. Yes, I don't care what you think. I do not believe in abortion. Because I do believe the moment a little baby is conceived, it is a baby. Otherwise, women would not freak out when they have a miscarriage. Okay, we all know. And then they say they want to have the rights to their bodies. Well, they should have the rights to their bodies. But why don't you just take that right and be right? Like, think about it when you have sex. Because that's a recreation for most of you people. A lot of people want to have sex so they have babies. I know this is an X-rated. I'm going to talk about this stuff right now, okay? I'm probably going to blush. But that's why that's what you use to have babies. And you love your husband. You love your wife. When you conceive a baby through that, think about it. That was out of recreation. That was out of just some pleasure. Then what happens? You have a little baby in there. How does any human being on this earth excuse the fact there is a beautiful, tiny little miracle growing in your body? Now, I have 4 miscarriages, and it felt like I was in hell each time because I knew there was a baby in there. I ended up with 2 beautiful kids. I'm very blessed. But for somebody to say there's not something real in there, that it's just tissue, well, you better really take a look at it before you start deciding those things. I think people are insane, believe it or not. This is my opinion. When they do not believe that when you conceive a baby, that it's just a tissue. There's no human being in there. These people that are inside of us are human beings. And it out is out of a selfish act 90% of the time, or 50%, whatever percentage of time you mess around, and you can have control over your body, so have control over that. Don't go mess around if you don't want babies, or do something to protect yourself. Okay, so I got that out. So I'm figuring they're marching because they want to kill babies. Okay, all right. Are they marching against Trump because they said he has no respect for women? All right, so he said a few rude things. Well, I have four brothers, and that was mild compared to the way men talk every single day. Now, I know all you women out there are so arrogant to believe that your husbands never do that, but that is like what you hear in the gym. I hear it on the street corners. I hear it in grocery markets. I hear it everywhere. I hear it on talk shows. I hear it on TV. Every movie has disgusting things that people say, but we still pay to go to those. So, yeah, Trump, 10 years ago when he was still young and arrogant, and before he had his son, was silly. So what? If that's the least you can find with him, I'm okay with that. I'll forgive him. His wife forgave him. That should be good enough for you people. Okay, so they say that he doesn't respect women. Well, I see a pretty damn incredible daughter standing next to him and an awesome wife. Probably something you people don't know. Did you know that Melania was a billionaire before she married Trump? And that supposedly, and this is hearsay, that she has more money than Trump on her own. So this is an entrepreneur woman. This woman is so powerful and strong and dignified. Awesome ladies, okay? I guarantee he has respect for his daughter and his wife and his other daughter and all his beautiful grandkids and all the women that love him and work for him. And Armorosa, which is a handful, works for him. I guarantee she wouldn't be working there if he didn't have any respect. So you guys are all just making gigantic assumptions and judgments in this country. The ones that think they have to go protest against Trump. You know what's going to happen to you people? You women protesters that think that you have some real legitimate complaints, which you haven't even given the guy a chance to do anything. All you do is listen to the stupid left-wing news that lies through their teeth on a daily basis. I don't even believe all of what Fox says. I think Fox is probably the safest one to watch. But you have to have common sense, people, to know that why would anybody make a judgment on someone before they're able to prove themselves? Because somebody told you to do it. You see, you really think you're thinking for yourselves. But when a bunch of journalists went out and asked the question, why are you protesting? Do you know about 75% of those people didn't even know what to say? I'm just wearing my pink hat today because there's a million other people wearing pink hats today. Because I was told that I need to come out here and stand next to my women friends. Well, guess what, people? I'm a lot more of a woman than you. Because I didn't need to go protest against something. I run a company. And I work with troubled teenagers. And I'm an independent woman. And no one has ever made me feel beneath myself or lower, or it's like, unless you give permission to somebody to degrade you, they can't. No matter what they say to you, no matter what people do to you in life, unless you give them permission to enter into your soul, they can't. You have literally have been too weak as women in this country. You think this is being strong? Be honest with you people, this isn't strength. This shows a very huge sign of weakness. Somebody had an idea. Let's go have a giant movement. About what? 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. I've got so much on my plate today. We'll be right back.
Someone's strong.
back. I'm going to let you hear this for a minute. Let's keep it on for a second, Dave.
Let me tell you a little story about how I was raised. Every day work, every day pray. Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Love that. 1-800-449-8255 for any of those women that were at any of those marches or even know anything about why people were protesting yesterday, the women of America, please call me at 1-800-449-8255. You watch, I won't get any calls because people really don't know why. I've looked all over the internet, and of course, everybody has an opinion. But here's the sad part. Did you know that the person that was in charge of it had something to do with Hamas? That is actually in there. Her name is Linda Sarsour, is a pro-Sharia law with ties to Hamas. Approximately 200,000 people attended, participated in a women's march in D.C. on Saturday. One of the organizers of the march, Linda Sarsour, like sour, is a pro-Palestinian Muslim activist. She also advocates for Sharia law in America and has ties to terrorist organizations. Hamas, just reading this real quick and then I'll put Deborah on. Is very vocal about her support, the Palestine for Taos, and has her utter hatred for Israel. She has ties to the terrorist organization Hamas, as the Daily Call reports. Linda Sarsour, one of the organizers behind the Saturday's Women's March being held in Washington, D.C., was recently spotted at a large Muslim convention in Chicago posing for pictures. You know, problem. People that marched in, under this woman's control, she was one of the organizers. You better do some research, people. You have no idea what you're supporting. And again, you have no idea what you are protesting against. I think Trump is going to be the best thing for women that we have ever seen in America. All right, we'll go to the phones. We're going to talk to Deborah from Snowy, Oregon. Hi, Deborah.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to Everything That Matters.
That Women's March.
Yeah.
I'm in total agreement with you. I don't know why they're marching against killing babies and you know, they were spewing off a whole bunch of other things, but the one, you know, they kept saying women's rights, and, you know, abuse of women and all that, but they never mentioned anything about, we got, Dearborn, Michigan, and we got, Islamic camps throughout our United States that are, their people, their women and little girls are living under Sharia law.
I know.
You know, none of that was brought up. And I just think people need to educate themselves because this stuff needs to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I heard a lot throughout my grown up years about how beautiful Michigan is and all that. And, now we got, Dearborn, Michigan is totally Sharia law. And
I know.
It's just wrong. And
I think all that's going to change. I really do. I think that's going to change because there is only one rule of law in America, and that's American rule of law. But, Deborah,
people aren't assimilating in the United States. They're coming here, but they're still living under their –
I
mean, nobody's bringing up the fact that if they're for women's rights, why wouldn't they be screaming about all the abuses?
Oh,
women,
I know. I agree.
Living under Sharia law, yet, and what about the little tea parties they hold for their little girls where they do genital mutilations in secret? I mean, nobody's screaming about that. I didn't hear one word about any of those celebrities on stage.
They're hypocrites. Sorry to say this,
abuse.
But they're all hypocrites, Deborah. Hey, Deborah, have you ever felt like you don't have rights as a woman? I'm just asking you.
Heck no. You know what? I love who I am. I'm proud of who I am.
Yeah.
I have done a lot for myself. For all my years living, I have done a lot and I have accomplished a lot. And I'm very proud of that. And I am a woman. And I'm a Republican. And thank God Donald Trump is in office. Thank God he is our president. And God wanted that to happen. It wasn't going to happen if God didn't intervene. And
I agree.
Praise God. And I'm going to hang up. And I just love your show. And
thank
God
you.
Bless everyone. God bless our country.
Thank you. Thanks, Deborah. 1-800-449-8255. I want somebody to call that feels like they don't have rights as a woman in America, because I've never met any. My husband and I actually practically have an all woman run company. You know why? Because women are, in many ways, for what we do working with kids and animals, are better than guys. I mean, guys are hard workers. Yes, they're good. But I find that young women, you know, even older women, they're amazing. And I've never met one that felt like she didn't have any rights in America. So the protesting that goes on around here is just a bunch of, you know what, garbage. It's just a bunch of show of a bunch of pink-hatted ladies that want to go out and feel like they're empowered. But do you not feel empowered as an American? Because I do. In fact, I feel more empowered now than ever with Trump in there, because Deborah's right. I don't see anybody really caring about poor children that have no food, poor women that don't have any place to sleep at night. I don't see any real cause for that protest yesterday. I do not. I'm sorry. I'm not stupid. I know what they think they were protesting. But the guy barely is in office one day, and you're already making him fail. You're setting him up to fail. You know, karma, I always love to talk about karma. If you are one of those women that go out there and protest, and all those stupid guys that were young people and older people, whoever you are that was out there rioting, do you know that we looked up some of the flags? I have a young lady here that loves history. Do you know that there were communists out there? They were communists, and they were ones with the red and black flags, and they were out there, and they were the ones that were causing trouble. There was a lot of those. And do you know that some of those people are going to go to jail for 10 years? And that is what's, we're going to bring back the rule of law in our country. You break the law, you no longer can get away with it. And it's going to happen, and that's going to help our country, because you cannot have people going crazy. People walk in. A lot of the immigrants have come to America while Obama's been in office. They walk right into a market and they walk out with whatever they want. You see what I mean? And do you know that this one really irked me the other day, that if you're an Islamist Muslim, you do not have to pay interest on your loans because it's against your religion. Now, I want to start a religion like that because they still get loans. I don't know how our country can stand for such insanity. And every time you're weak and you don't stand up to somebody and you don't speak up, you're part of the problem. I saw all these men marching in the women. They didn't wear pink hats. I think some of them did. But they were all marching in the streets yesterday with their wives, because their wives probably told them to go there. They're just whipped. Whipped and wimped out. And that is sad. Do they not believe women have rights? Let's start at home. Men, if you want to give your women rights, start at home. But what you need to teach your young ladies is that there's nobody that can stop you. If you want to be something in life, do something in life, as long as it's moral and it's decent, you can do it. And I do not believe abortion is moral or decent. I think it's murder. And you, 1-800-449-8255. I never have anybody argue with me about this. So strange. And so just watch out who's the organizers of your marches, people. That is a lady named Linda Sauer, is a pro-Sharia law who ties to Hamas. She organized your little pink-hatted march. Well, it wasn't little. But I'm sad that you people don't even know what you're marching for. I think that's wonderful that you can get out and march, but it would have been really wonderful for you to know what you were doing. 888-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. I've got so much on my plate. We'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me in my dreams, and the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my nights. La 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 la.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We've got Jeffrey from Pennsylvania. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, you were speaking recently about the protests and things that were going on in D.C.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw on TV a great number of people wearing masks.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm understanding that that is a violation in Washington, D.C. of the Terrorist Act. Those people are violating laws. Madonna saying that she wanted to blow up the White House in her thoughts. Why are there not actions against these people? And I consider that entire group the big lie machine, BLM.
Yeah.
Not Black Lives Matter, but Big Lie Machine. And that machine consists of the Obama administration, Hillary crime syndicate, Federal Bureau of Insanity, Department of Jokers, Central Ignorance Agency, and the majority of the media, Black Lives Matter, and too many celebrities from sports, music, movies, and TV. They all live in the land of Oz or the world of Disney and or Alice's Wonderland. The Russian hacking and interference in our elections is just another smokescreen from the big lie machine to cover up the real security dangers in our country. That danger being Hillary's emails being unsecured, DNC carelessness, Podesta's stupidity, and those who had leaks in their system. First, we need to punish those who leaked. Then we worry about those that picked up the leaks.
Yeah.
We need to make an example of those who put holes in our security system, eliminate stupidity and carelessness to protect our nation.
Well, did you write that? That's pretty darn good.
Yes, I did. And there's more to it that I could add. What I really need from you, Diane, I love listening to you, and you have become the most accessible conservative radio talk show. I've tried to call them all. Might I have your email address so I won't trouble you on the phone?
Sure, yeah. It's very easy.
Because I'm sending them to newspapers, I'm sending them to Rush, to Hannity, and I just get generic responses. They don't give me any input. I don't care if I get any credit for what I'm saying. I just think this nation needs to wake up and grow up.
Do you Facebook or Twitter account?
Twitter. I don't know how. I'm a retired school teacher for 6 years. I taught 38 years. And
yeah.
I am so liberal, ultrally, that I'm conservative. Because
that's
everything
funny.
Is in a circle. The farther you go one extreme, the closer you get to the other.
Yeah, well, you go the full circle. You go in a full circle.
Yes, you do, and people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Here's my email address. You ready? And anybody can email me anytime. It's Diane with two N's, D-I-A-N-N-E. Are you ready for this? It's a really long one.
D-I-A-N-N-E.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything that matters.
Radio.com.
Just Everything Radio or Everything
No,
That Matters?
No, Everything That Matters Radio.com.
All lowercase?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Diane, mm-hmm. Everything That Matters.
Diane at Everything That Matters Radio.com.
Okay, at Everything That Matters Radio.com. I have Radio.com. I have numerous thoughts and drafts of things that I would like people to read, and I don't even care if I ever get any credit. The newspapers always want you to put your name down, and I don't like to do that, but I do. And then some of them edit what I said.
Oh, yeah.
There's one local paper in Erie, PA, which is very, very liberal. They took took out Federal Bureau of Insanity and Department of Jokers and Central Ignorance Agency.
Well, I think it's quite clever.
Yeah,
but,
and they made it FBI and they made it CIA. But that's where our government has been.
I know. Well, it's going to change, Jeffrey. It's going to change. You watch. I think that even the pink-hatted pink ladies out there protesting are going to love Trump. But thank you for calling. I got to go to a break. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away.
You open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reach. Sometimes it seems like a fall.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Harold from New Mexico. Hi, Harold. What's on your mind? Welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane.
I haven't listened to the whole program, but I got the strong feeling that we need to tell the Trump supporters that they got to be more active so that Trump can be successful with what he's trying to do.
Well, you're probably right about that, but unfortunately, we're all working. That's the problem. Those people probably don't have jobs. I don't know what happens, but I never have time to go protest.
You got to remember that George Soros is supporting the Black Lives Matter and probably these ladies that are doing what they're doing, too.
Well, I read that George Soros is actually supporting 50 of the groups that were at the protest against Trump the other day.
And I'm one person that we should see him kicked out of the damn country, but that's my personal opinion.
I know. I agree with you. I happen to agree with you big time. I know. I agree. We need to stay active is what you're really saying. We need to all get out there. We got out there to vote for him. Now we got to go out there and be on the other side of the protests.
Yes, ma'am.
I agree with you. Well, thank you for calling, Harold. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8255. You know, it is kind of sad. My way of protesting, of course, is doing my radio show once a week. But the truth is that most of us are working. And we all work very hard. I'm in Texas about 3/4 of the time now, and most people in Texas have either two businesses or two jobs. They work hard here because you know why? The welfare here in Texas is only like $12,000 a year compared to if you were in Oregon, it'd be like $37,000 a year. I mean, can you believe it? If you're in Hawaii, hey, we could all go live in Hawaii for $62,000 a year. That's the equivalent of what you get. And I don't know, but it doesn't seem right. And I think that's all going to be fixed. I'm hoping that he's got a lot on his plate, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, but I think he's such a good executive that he's going to be able to pick people that can fix a lot of things that are going wrong in this country. There's over 500 and something different positions that he has to fill with good people, not these are servants of America, not people that are in the elite class anymore taking advantage of us. All of our hard-earned money, I mean, they wasted our money so badly. They have, look at the debt ceiling. How can I even say it? Obama went on a vacation at Christmas. He's back on a vacation. I mean, yeah, he just got off of being a president for 8 years, but didn't his 3-week vacation in Hawaii add up for anything? Anyway, I wish him well. Goodbye. Thanks for being part of our history. I'm glad it's history, that is. I've got all this stuff here. I have to get it back up again because I am so low tech. My kids are like, Mom, you didn't do anything right. Okay. Well, anyway, let's see. Hold on a second. New president, new world. How's that sound to you? That sounds good to me. And don't make any sudden moves is the advice offered to new president by Richard Haass of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're so afraid that Trump's going to do something that's not like the other 20 presidents. Well, guess what, people? He's not. Expect the insanely honest and abrupt, fast-moving, huge changes. Just expect it. And we're all going to freak out. People that are, like, dependent on the government, people that think that they have an Affordable Care Act. Of course, mine went from $400 a month to $1,200 a month, okay? So I'm nothing affordable about it. Some people's went up even more than mine, mine and my husband. That's just two people. That's a house payment. So sometimes people have to decide whether they not want insurance. And I heard recently that they are no longer going to have, you don't have to pay any charges or whatever they call it, when you don't have Obamacare, for instance, or health insurance. They were making people pay a percentage of it. Terrible stuff is going on in this country, but we're going to get some fixes going on. It's going to be very exciting. It's like a giant roller coaster. I hope you all hang on tight because it's going to be a really good ride. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
Stuck in my cocoon. I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly. I'm not afraid to fall. It means I climb.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We're going to the phones. We've got Matt from Florida. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind? This is Diane Linderman.
Hi, Diane. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to kind of make a counterpoint about the protesters. I think it's wrong to insinuate that the protesters are jobless and they don't have anything better to do. I've seen hundreds of rallies through this year and midweek where there were millions of Trump supporters coming out in the middle of a work day. Are they too jobless as well?
Well, actually, you're right. Many people do work, but what I was actually referring to was the protesters that were breaking windows and the ones that were, you know, the radical ones, not the women one, the women, because that was on a weekend. So I'm assuming that most people were protesting because it was a weekend. But there's a lot of people that can't go to protests that are conservative because we do work. And that is true that a lot of people that are liberal, that are very dependent on the government, live off of our work. And that is kind of a little side note there, because that's kind of also the truth, you know? So there are people that
also
work, yes.
I'd like to add the point that there are Republicans who also benefit from social programs that our country offers, including food stamps and unemployment. And you're not just a liberal or a Democrat because you collect food stamps or because you're unemployed.
Well, I mean, I'm speaking in very general terms. That the majority of people
it's hard to do that when.
Well, it's not really hard because
lots of people and painting them with one.
Well, you know what? Let's just be honest.
I disagree with the protesters who were violent and who were breaking things. It is hard for me to, as a Democrat, to want to voice my opinion when I see people who are representing that side of it in a violent way. It makes me angry, and I just wanted to denounce it. But I also want to say that people have the right to peacefully demonstrate and gather and voice their opinion, including George Soros. And your last caller insinuated, or directly actually said, that he would want to see him sent out of the country. That's a dangerous mindset. I'm not sure if he was completely serious. It's a dangerous mindset to have in this country where people who disagree with you should be sent out of the country.
Well, then you need to talk to your Democrats because they want to blow up the White House. You know what I mean? But you know what? There are good Democrats.
Any party that wants to do that, or any part of my opinion.
Okay, yeah, and you know what? I agree with you, because the truth is there are a lot of really good Democrats in this country. And what I said, if you haven't heard my show before, I plead to those good blue-collar Democrats and people that are decent and good people, the Reagan-style Democrats, whoever you are that has a good heart. I know you're not those people. Trust me. I have very good friends that are all Democrats, and they're nothing like those crazy people that are doing their terrible deeds. They also don't live off the government. But the problem is, do you have me on your, I hear a feed. It's okay. It's probably at our station. Anyway, the problem is that your party is being hijacked by socialists and communists and radicals. And you guys need to pull your party back, because you need to bring your party back. Your party is not such a bad party. We can see eye to eye on a lot of things. But the problem is, now you've got a whole bunch of people out there actually demanding horrible things from America, and it's un-American. And I know those aren't all of you people out there. I know it's not all the Democrats, but it's mainly liberals, okay? Liberals that have turned into communists and socialists, and I know you're not one of those. I can hear it in you. You're a decent guy. I can hear it. So you guys need to figure a way to bring your party back, because I'll tell you, the 70 people that did not go to the inaugural, the 70, I think it was Congress people, those people did you all a very bad injustice, because that's just un-American. And I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I do care if you're a liberal, because most liberals, the reason why I know what I know is because I work with troubled teenagers, and the most troubled kids are usually from liberal families, super liberal, not Democrat, super liberal families that literally gave them no boundaries in their life at all, never expected anything from them. And so that's the sort of where I get a lot of my understanding of communistic, sort of socialistic, Bernie Sanders style liberals. And I don't think you're one of those.
I'm actually a Bernie Sanders supporter, and I'm not a communist. I do support some social programs in our government, including Social Security, Medicare, and I also support the Affordable Care Act. Insurance, before the Affordable Care Act was passed, was increasing at a rate of 20% a year for most Americans, which priced me out of the market. Insurance for me, at 40-year-old man, would have been $600 a month before the Affordable Care Act was passed. There are going to be 32 million Americans without health care if the Republicans don't get their act together and have something in place to replace it with.
I hate to say this, but I'm probably paying your insurance, because mine's $1,200 a month. I buy private insurance because I don't believe in Obamacare, and I have to pay twice as much.
Well, before you were paying my medical expenses when I would go to the emergency room for care that I couldn't afford to go to a doctor visit for. That's where the grit.
The beautiful part about being an entrepreneur in a free market country is that competition is the most beautiful form of evening things out in this country. And that when you open it up,
competition is great until banks and insurance companies hijack the system and make it to where average Americans don't get a fair shake.
I don't know what you mean.
If I'm working 40 hours a week, I should be able to make a living wage, and I should be able to afford insurance and a house payment. I'm not trying to drive a Mercedes around. I drive a Honda around that's got 3,000 miles on it. I'm not trying to make money or game the system. These social systems that are in place, including the Affordable Care Act, to bend fairness back towards the average American.
Now, they're not working, Matt. And you know what? I'd love to talk to you again. You're a great American. I thank you for calling, because I have to go to a break, unfortunately. But, Matt's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8255. We'll talk about more after the break. This is Diane Linderman. Oh, we have a hard break, so we'll be back in about, 5 minutes or so. Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
Final
Frontier. If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255, talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, yes, cooking, which we will have at the end of this hour, and of course, conservative kitchen table politics, the kind you sit around the table and you yell at your next door neighbors and you end up having coffee afterwards. And I've got Joe. We're going to go straight to the phones. I've got Joe from Florida. I hear you're 90 years old, Joe. Welcome to Everything That Matters.
Oh, Joe. Diane, I'm 90 years old, so maybe I don't talk too good. You'll have to be patient.
You sound good to me.
I have a message for these ladies that met yesterday. We've got midterm elections coming up later, and these leaders of yours that want you to go counter to the President of the United States, think about something when you are on your way home. Kind of look in your wallet, see your driver's license, see your credit cards. I understand some of you have a lot of them. And the pictures of your well-dressed children in your beautiful home. And think about the gentleman you're married to that helped you provide all this, and these people that were meeting you yesterday, they talk, you have no rights, you have nothing. Baloney. I'm 90 years old. I remember my mother washing on a washboard in a tub of water out in the yard with a pump. And now look around your home. Look at this. The gadgets you have, your washing machines, your things that make your life easier. Now, these people, I'll tell you what they're going to do to you. If you don't wise up and listen to the right information and you vote wrong in those midterms, you're going to slip. They're going to take your rights away from you eventually, because these socialists, believe me, they spread the wealth, but the wealth goes to them, not to you.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say.
Joe, I love you. I love you. You are awesome. You are 100%.
I have a slogan. You
yes.
Might think he's not your president, but thank God he's mine.
I love it.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Joe. I love it. You are 100% right. Boy, are you right. Wow. All right, Joe. Thank you for calling 1-800-449-8255. Boy, is he 100% right. But you know, the problem is when they're protesting to keep welfare in place. There was a story about a woman with 15 children the other day that says she can't get enough from the state. Well, nobody said they were going to pay for all her puppies. You know what I mean? That isn't a children. Those are puppies. And I always just, I don't know what's wrong with me, but what I have in my life, I know I'm responsible for. My husband and I, we have a responsibility to our family, our children. And you know what? I don't just stop there. We raise a bunch of troubled teenagers, which are really come from troubled parents. Many of you liberals, you kind of threw your kids out because they were probably smarter than you. So we brought them in and taught them the work ethic because, you know, they didn't have a work ethic. They didn't know they had to work, because a lot of you parents out there don't even let your kids clean the kitchen. I know this is really weird. This is all true stuff. You know, so I learn a lot from talking to many, many, many troubled teenagers over the past 40 years. And what I realize is that if you run this country the way you liberals run your homes, you're going to have a mess, because I end up with your mess. And that's what those kids that were breaking windows, those are your kids out there. Those aren't my kids. My kids have to work their butts off in their life, and they're in their own business, and they're only 19 and 21. They would never do anything like that. Why? Because we conserve. And that's what conservatism is. Conserving the idea of our founding fathers. And you are teaching your kids that they can get away with anything. And that they, anything they see, they can have. See, and our kids believe, my kids believe that they can have anything they can earn the money for. And that's the difference. I talk to a lot of parents that just, I'm in a very wealthy community. I don't know how I ended up here, but this is a big farming community. I mean, most people around here, they raise their kids in this Texas town that I'm in really beautifully. I mean, just unbelievable, beautiful kids here. Hardworking, very excellent work ethic. The thing you're going to notice about people in Texas, kids know how to talk to adults. They're with very respectful. They all call you ma'am. You kind of get over that for that one. Especially from coming from California then to Oregon, where they don't call you anything but B-I-T, you know what? You know, what you want, bitch, you know? That's the way they are. So when you come here, you kind of get a little bit of a culture shock because they're very polite and they're very respectful towards their elders. Even though some elders are not respectable, they still have respect. But what I also notice is the ones that are sending them to the university, they come out and they literally buy houses for them. This is not everybody, but many of them, many of these people in Texas have a lot of money. They come and they buy houses locally here so that the kids have their own house. And, you know, and then when they leave, this is what I've heard, that they literally just give all their clothes away because they don't even want to pack them. Now, that is the beginning of liberalism. That's what you teach your kids, and they have no respect for anything. What are they learning? They're going to this, and this is not even a liberal university here. This is a really awesome university in our town. It's all hands-on, but they're going here for whatever reason to get some kind of degree to please their parents. But if you ask any of them, I wonder if they really want to go there for a reason. Many of them just go because they get to go. And so we have a whole country full of this stuff going on all the time, and I have to tell you, it is very, very difficult to find people to work that actually want to physically work. They don't even know how to work. They've never worked before. They've never done anything before. They've come, if they're young, they come from homes where their parents have spoiled them beyond belief. And my kids, I was raised that I have four brothers and we all had to pitch in because my mother's only 5'3" and she's just a tiny little human being. And we all had to help. And we didn't live in a very big house growing up. They were stacking them in rooms. You know, I'm the only girl, so I got a little tiny closet to pretty much call my own. But the point is, I appreciated it. We appreciated everything we've ever got. I lived in a trailer when I was a kid across the street from Disneyland. And my dad, he was from England, so he loved America. He became an American citizen. But he said, only in America can you see you know, little fairies flying across the sky at night at Disneyland. And he said, there's an orange tree in front of every trailer. And this made him happy. You know, you don't have that in England, see? And I was raised by the same principles of entrepreneurship. At 5 years old, my dad noticed that in this trailer park we lived in, that nobody would pick up the oranges. They just let them rot on the ground. So we went around every single day and we pick up all the good oranges and we took the old crummy ones and put them into a pile and we sold them back to the people in that trailer that did not want to go out and pick them up. And that's where I learned about what being conservative means. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. Don't go away.
It was just me and my dreams, and the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my night.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449. I was trying to listen to that music. I love her. I love Reba McEntire. She's just the best, the very, very best. I just love her. 1-800-449-8255. 1-800-449-8255. You can call me anytime during the show, and I have a recipe coming up near the last 10 minutes of the show. So that's where I pull in the everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, and kitchen table politics. Because my day job, for those of you that don't know, I am a traveling cooking show host. Why do I talk about politics? Because I'm talking about everything that matters right now. Next week, it could be talking about wiping babies' butts. I don't know. I just try to really have a meaningful conversation. Right now, this is meaningful. Speaking of meaningful, when I hear things like Trump's inauguration ratings, second biggest in 36 years, then I see that picture that the media likes to put out that was 6 hours before the inauguration, and then you see it with Trump in the front, and you can see that the whole entire the entire inauguration was full of people. You know, it kind of reminds me of all the polls that went while Trump was running for president, and all the polls that basically said he was going to lose. And I kind of always in my heart knew he was going to win. But, you know, you don't want to get excited because you don't want to be so disappointed. I don't want to go out and break any windows and take a flag down the street and beat people up and put a mask on, okay? So I just prepare myself for the worst, but I absolutely hope for the best. But it just didn't make sense. The polls kept lying to you, which means the media kept lying to you. And for those people in their little pink hats out, they're lying to them. These people are probably good-meaning people out protesting something they think they need to protest, because the media has sort of created a story. And it's always this way. And it's their agenda. And it's the way that they look at everything. It's the way that they say everything. It's the way that they bring things that are not the truth to the light, and things that are the truth they hide. They've never done that to Obama. Never. Not in 8 years. He was their darling, their media darling. And they all got together and just worshiped the ground that man walked on. Yes, he's a handsome man, okay? I'd have given him a hug, but truthfully, I hated his politics. He was a globalist, and I just found out today what that meant. And just in a short little few sentences, what it means is that basically that a globalist is run by elites. They run the entire world, a few very elite people that have lots of money and that are very famous, and that, for instance, that's what Obama was probably hoping to become, a globalist president. He was creating our country and turning it into a global. We would have lost America, basically. And that's why Trump is so heavy on America first, America first. I don't know about you, but I am an American, and I want America to win first. Where is our sense of competition, people? Where is it? Well, it's been destroyed by the elite, arrogant, and socialistic, communistic media. And I have a feeling, my friends, that, you know, and I never feel like you never have to have a revenge on anybody in life, that they're going to go down, because I've watched and watched, and I watch karma working all the time. And I know I talked about this last week, but it just happens all the time. It keeps happening. Everything that they try to say that Trump is saying that isn't true comes to be true. Second of all, everybody that tries to rip him down gets ripped down themselves. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I am not one of those crazy Bible-thumping people, but I am a spiritual person, and I know that revenge is his. And we almost don't have to do much. And I mean, yes, you got to stand up. You don't take crap from anybody. And you always speak your mind. And if you've ever read the Sermon on the Mount, okay, I'm not religious, but I've just read a version of it the other day that was interpreted, and it was absolutely beautiful. And there was one part in there, it says the eight attitudes of a successful country. And that is that if you have truth, don't hide the truth. So many of us are so afraid to be truthful. But those days are over, people. The political correctness is over. Do not believe the BS that the media perpetrates every single day of our lives and are still doing it. They're relentless. Turn them off. Turn off CNN and MSNBC, and turn off people that try to tear you down and tear your dreams and ideas down. Because that's not conservatism. Conservatism, true conservatism, isn't the elite conservatives either. There are people like Donald Trump, which conserve the concept that free markets work. That when you earn your own money, you are proud of what you've made and you've built. And you take care of it. And when you earn, you have the freedom to earn your own money, and they're not taxing you to death because other people don't want to work. And I had a caller a little while ago, Matt, he's a Democrat, and I appreciate his call. But he has the mindset, unfortunately, that government should take care of its people. But that's not the government's job. A government's job is actually to protect the people, not take care of them. Protect them from bad guys from all over the world, okay? And that's not what our government has become in the last 8 years. We have become, think about kids that are 10 years old, now 18, and they become entitled. Seriously, insanely entitled. And that's how they've grown up. If they almost can't even blame them. But the people that think, that are full-grown adults, that think that the government owes it to give us health care. Now, it is there. We do. There's all kinds of form of health care that the government already gives us. And there are churches that do this. And there are, you know, and like he said, you go to the emergency room, they cannot deny you help. But the point is, it should be affordable health care. It should be something that each and every one of us can afford to pay. And not in that, because we're all paying for each other. See? But my $1,200 used to be $50 a month when my two kids were born. And now it's $1,200 for two of us. It's insane. And, you know, he might have the Affordable Care Act, but my friend who lives in California, her daughter got sick when she was away from home, and there was only one place in town that took Obamacare. So it's not a good alternative. It's socialistic medicine, and it doesn't work. Because you have to rob from the rich to pay to the poor so that everybody can have it, but not everybody can afford it. Because there's not that many rich people in the world, okay? Most of us are middle class. And what you're doing is you're robbing from our future, our hard-working future. And we're trying to save money to send our kids to college or whatever. I wouldn't send my kids to college anyway, especially nowadays. Trade school, people. Think trade school. Because one day, there's not going to be any tradesmen anymore, or women. We need plumbers, electricians. Talk to Mike Rowe about it. I had him on my radio show not last year, and he's awesome. He has an organization called Mike Rowe Works. It's Mike Rowe. And I tell you, the guy is awesome, and he gives scholarships to people who go to trade school. Do you know that a lot of tradesmen make as much or more than attorneys? I tell you, without the stress and your hair falling out, but you look like a man or a strong woman at the end of the day. I tell you, we are so backwards in this country. We want our kids to all have these elite jobs, right? Oh, you can be a doctor. You can be a lawyer. Let's go be a brainiac. But what happens when your toilet breaks or you have a leaky roof? Who do you call? Ghostbusters? No. You don't know what, there's hardly... Tell you, it's a dying breed, tradespeople. And Matt, I know you called me today and you're 40 years old. Go learn a trade. And if you're not making any money, move out of that town, because I'm telling you, you could come to Texas and make a fortune. There's not enough workmen here. Most people here know how to do 50 different things. So they have to, you know, be able to fix their own pipes and repair their own roofs and they have to know how to do stuff. See, that's what we don't teach our kids anymore. How to fix anything, how to make anything, how to innovate. We just tell them if they get good grades, they're going to be very successful. Well, that's really funny, because the kids that I try to hire that have degrees are the worst workers on the face of this earth. The ones that literally come from homeschooling families are the best. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
I'm just beginning. The pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun
Welcome back. This is Everything That Matters, and this is Diane Linderman. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We were talking about the ratings and all that because it's not really about the fact that Trump is so interested in the ratings. He's interested in the truth. And today I know Sean Spicer, the White House spokesperson that's now their main guy, he got on there, just ripped people apart in there, and all the media is like, oh my God, I've just been spanked. And they should be spanked. They've been lying through their teeth to all of us. So Trump is going to be a no-nonsense, speak-the-truth kind of president. He won't lie to you. He'll tell you the truth. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Do not doubt this man. Don't let any of your stupid friends that are libs make you believe that he isn't going to be anything but what he says he's going to do. And he's going to make America great again. And I know it because I'm an entrepreneur. And for years, I've made lots of mistakes. And then I've got successes. And then I made mistakes. And then I had See, we are risk takers in this country. The real American entrepreneur, the person that starts their own business, that puts their own money into it, and that works really hard at building it, I love those people. I'm around all those people all the time. I don't care what they do. They believe in their products so much. They're free thinkers. They get it. They understand if you work hard, you create something, you got to go out and sell it. You got to stand behind it. It's got to be quality. You got to know how to promote it. There's so much to going in. But the people that take paychecks, they don't get it. I'm sorry. I know you people work hard and we couldn't do it without you. But many of you do not understand what it takes to build a company. You don't. You do not see the hair falling out of the owners and the fact that they don't usually take money if they have to pay their employees or their mortgage. They wait till there is a little bit of money, if there is ever, at the end of the month. They're providing services. They're providing things for you and your family. They're creating things. They're, you know, buying and selling things. This is the greatest part of America, people. My brother, who was at the time about 13 years old, he loved cars. He went out and he bought and sold cars at 13 years old. He couldn't even drive them yet. And my dad and mom went with him, and he knew what he was looking for, and he took his hard-earned money from mowing lawns and from doing chores, and he bought his first car. But guess what he learned how to do? He learned how to paint cars. Then he learned how to pinstripe them. Now he's like 15 years old. Bought and sold about 10 cars by now. Now he's 16 years old. Here he is. He's driving around in these amazing cars, buying and selling and buying and selling. Yes, failures, successes. Failure, successes, till you figure it out. But that's what it takes to be a real American entrepreneur, a trailblazer. And, you know, they have, this country can thank people that build things like Apple phones and computers. Those are all entrepreneurs. When I hear people fighting and screaming about corporations, what do you think corporations were? At one time, they were small business. And when you become successful, are you to be punished for it? No. And that's what we love about Donald Trump. He's not going to punish you for being successful. He wants all of you to feel what it feels like to be him. Have you noticed there, his family is Facebooking from the White House? I have never in all my life seen any, even a chair inside the White House. It's awesome because that's the people's house and they respect that. And they're not ashamed that their kids are in their little pajamas eating at a fancy White House dinner table. It's just great. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cocoon. I need some wings to make it right. La 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 la. Six a.m.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. See, I can't read and actually talk at the same time. I'm always, like, looking at interesting things while I'm talking. Sometimes I get, like, because I'm, one of those kind of people that can only do one thing at a time. I can do 20 things at one time if I have really good help. That's the truth. Okay, so interesting things. It says, White House says media delegitimizing Trump says won't take it. Yes, right on. Don't take it, White House. We don't want you to take anything. We want you to be just the carefree guy that you were on the campaign trail. I want you to do everything you promised you'd do. And we're going to understand it take you a little bit longer. Mr. President Trump, we appreciate all you've given up so much, that it's amazing to me. And, we appreciate it. Many of us out here really truly appreciate it. We know what it's going to take. It says, I like this one. President Trump tweets at protesters. Why didn't these people vote? You know, I think they did vote. I think maybe they're the only ones that voted, because women did come out for Hillary in very big league, right? Big league. And so do you know that there's a conspiracy right now to impeach Trump already? It's already launched. We don't care. These people are insane. I mean, honestly, they're just going to waste their life. By the time that Trump has, they start to get anywhere, if anything, they can't. But do you know what Trump's doing to our country? He's transforming it back to what it should be and how it was robbed. Our race relations here in this country were not like it. They were, we've had great race relations. I don't even know what happened to Obama. What happened to Obama? Why did he do that? Why did he make black and white people hate each other again? I mean, I don't. I think it's crazy. But he teased and taunted and tempted and created an atmosphere of bad race relations. And, you know, the weird thing is about Obama is that the guy is half white and half black. So I want to know what side of him he is loyal to. He cannot be disloyal to his white side. And he can't be disloyal to his black side. So really, he's the best of both worlds. It says, we've already talked about that. I don't want to get back into that. By the way, did I tell you what I was making, today? I was going to show you how to make. It's so good. Has anybody ever had lox and bagels? You know what lox is? I'm going to tell you about it, make your mouth drool. And then when we go to the next break, I'm going to actually tell you how to make it. Has anybody ever out there had lox, bagels, and cream cheese? Now, I know that's not like a recipe. It's just like really super, super simple. But I have to tell you something. It is so simple to make these sandwiches. They're lox, bagels, and cream cheese sandwiches. And if you've never tried lox before, it's almost has the consistency of raw salmon, but it's smoked. And growing up, it was one of our favorite things, and we only got it as a treat because when we were young, we were not that rich. We didn't have much money. And, you know, it's kind of a treat for my brothers and I. And here, you know, you have to go find some really good lox. I know this is going to sound weird, but Costco actually has the best deal on lox. So if you want to try this after I tell you about it and you tell you how to make it, it is like unbelievable. And you can also put it on crackers with a little bit of cream cheese spread across the crackers. You can put it in eggs. People put it with avocados. But plain old lox bagel and cream cheese sandwiches. My brothers were here. They'd be drooling right now because it was one of our absolutely favorite things that my brothers and I used to eat. And my dad used to have this old Chinese junk. And isn't that a weird boat? My dad's one of these crazy Englishmen that come over, and he's really a fisherman, and he wanted to make sure he had a really safe boat. You ever seen a Chinese junk? Ours ended up in like Sunset Magazine. It was really pretty. It was red, black, and yellow. But we catch a buttload of fish off that boat. And we were never worried about literally sinking because it sinks right up to the roof and then it stops sinking. You can sail it. That was his thing anyway. That's what he said and we all believed it. So 1-800-449-8255. When I come back, I'm going to tell you how to make lox and bagels and some. I got a couple recipes with me today. So if I have time, I'm going to give them all. We'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman and this is Everything That Matters.
Call Dan.com.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Oh boy, just read something here that Michelle Obama says, "Don't worry, we'll be back soon." Oh, that's what she told one of the reporters. Pretty scary stuff. Oh, I don't know what that means. They're not done yet. They're young. Why can't they just go retire in some villa somewhere? Well, let's see. Should we get into the recipes? Yes, because we've only got a few minutes left. We don't have any more breaks. Let's do my recipes because that's what we do here. We do recipes. Okay. Lox, bagels, and cream cheese. Yummy, 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 and another yummy. Simple, simple, simple. It's so simple. I don't even know if I could take up my 10 minutes or 8 minutes or whatever I have left. Okay. The first part of doing really, really good lox bagels and cream cheese, and people are like, ooh, what are those? Again, it's a smoked salmon. And you can buy it at Costco. Pretty much every store carries it. Very, very expensive at every store. I think Costco is the best deal I've ever found smoked salmon. And it's also very, very good. It's from Nova Scotia. Make sure you get the one from Nova Scotia. Or you might be getting it from the Orient. And I do not buy anything from the Orient. I do buy things from Canada and only the United States. That means food, you name it. I want to stay U.S. if I can. Okay? So, the whole idea of getting good bagels, okay, have to get good bagels. Although, listen, if you're living in a town and they have little bagged bagels, get them. Get the little ones. But get whole wheat. Because if you're going to eat these, you're going to eat a whole bunch of white flour. And as you know, I'm anti-white flour. And I know a lot of people can't eat wheat, but that's better than white flour, okay? At least you have some fiber. So you cut the bagel in half and you can put it in the toaster. Or you can just eat it cold. We never did toast it when I was a kid. But then I went one day to a convention and I tried a lox and bagel sandwich. Oh my gosh. When you grill the bagel, oh, it's delicious. So you can have it either way. So cut it in half, put it into your toaster, get it lightly toasted. So because it makes the bagel softer, because we all know bagels are kind of tough. You take it and you slather whole fat. Don't use the non-fat. You can if you want. But if you want the full-on effect of how delicious a lox and bagel sandwich is, slather on the cream cheese on both sides of the bagel. I know some people only do half. I don't know what's wrong with them. And then put at least 3 to 4 pieces of the lox. And the lox will come out very beautifully. You have to open up the package right. So you slide it out of the package and you just pull it up. And it's just sliced in there beautifully. It's a very highly smoked fish. So it has still the enzymes probably are still, it looks like raw fish. Except for it actually has just a little bit of a cooked, but it's not cooked. I actually cook it sometimes. Put it in eggs. It's delicious. It's kind of salty, but not too salty. I like the one from Costco because it's less salty than the ones I've had. Anyway, you fold them up and you kind of layer it. And then you put more cream cheese on the other side of the bagel. Here's what some people do. They put red onion and tomatoes on it. Now me, I like it just without those two things. I like it lox and the cream cheese and the bagels. And you put the lid on and you can cut it in half or cut it in fours or just go for it. I'm telling you people, oh, I'm hungry right now for some lox and bagels. Because where I'm at, it's almost 4 o'clock. Where you're at, it's probably almost 2. Some people are at 5 o'clock. It's time to eat, right? And by the way, make sure you check out my cooking shows. We just put another episode out. If you're not following me on Facebook, you should be. Cooking Americana is go to YouTube and just put in Cooking Americana or put my name in Diane Linderman. I have my own YouTube channel. You need to subscribe because we've got about 20 of these we're going to be putting out. And you must buy my cookbooks, people. My cookbooks are so simple. I've got so many fairs that have booked my shows, my cooking shows all over the country, including the Big E in Massachusetts and North Carolina and State Fair of Texas. I do kids shows. I do all kinds of fun cooking shows, and people love my cookbooks. They're actually everything that I'm doing on my my cooking show called, it's an online YouTube channel cooking show right now. Someday it could be on TV. Called Cooking Americana, and it's because I use I do Americana style recipes. For instance, I have mashed potatoes, but I make them healthy. Yes, and they're still decadent. I make chicken fried steak, and it's healthy. I make ribs, and it's healthy. And you'll have to come and watch my show to know what I mean by healthy. And it is, they're all incredibly simple, healthy, and decadent. And it's true. They're decadent. I can't say healthy and decadent is an oxymoron, but it works. And, anyway, that's Cooking Americana. You can go cookingamericana.com. And I have a cute website still sort of being built, but it's pretty much there. You've got the cooking show videos. I've got 3 up. I think I've got asparagus, ribs, and mashed potatoes. So it's an entire meal. I only do 5 to 7 minute videos, so I'm not going to bore you to death. And then you can buy my cookbooks because it's important that every family has one of my cookbooks. And I have a 3rd one coming out. So you should just got to get hooked up with me, okay? Because I talk about everything that matters. And whether it's cooking or politics or raising kids or teaching entrepreneurship, I also have a whole line of cookbooks called How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid. You can go on Amazon, and you can also buy my cookbooks on Amazon. Or you can go to my websites. I know, I got too many websites. I got like 5 now. So, yeah, the thing about trying to do one thing and do it right, yeah, I'm still learning that. But, yeah, and then, by the way, how much time do we have? I think we're almost done. Make sure you go to my website because with that lox and bagel sandwich, try one of my freezes. A watermelon freeze is to die for. Till next week, this is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. You'll find me every single Sunday at your local station. And you can go to my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com, for all my archives. Thank you for listening. This is Diane Linderman, and I am signing off. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg.